Re. Fight for the White Belt. York Region in Conflict Over Next 30 Years of Growth, October 12, 2021. York Region Council rejects Newmarket Mayor's bid to increase development intensification, October 21, 2021. And Newmarket Mayor, Deputy Mayor at odds over Greenbelt Development Proposal, October 28, 2021. Thanks for Newmarket Today's very thorough articles about the expansion of settlement lands in York Region. I am requesting that you publish my written deputation to York Regional Council, which held a special meeting October 21. Because of the many deputations, emails, and letters received that asked them to reject expansion because of urban sprawl. Newmarket Mayor John Taylor asked for increased intensification, density, rather than expansion with a focus on reducing traffic through the expansion of public transit. Instead, council voted for 50% intensification in 2041. That is 20 years from now. Who is dumb enough to think there will be any green space left in 20 years at the rate developers are buying up farmland and even existing protected land with the confidence these protections will be lifted? Who is dumb enough to think we have 20 years left to act on the climate crisis? And now I'm asking, who is dumb enough to think that regional council gives a hoot about what their constituents think, or the future of our and their children? It is apparent that the majority of councillors are in the pockets of developers, and that is so obvious it makes me question whether there is any real democracy left when money is all that talks and the demands of residents count for nothing. We voters need to pay attention to local elections, because that is where a lot of important decisions are made. Here's my deputation. Good morning, Wayne Emerson, Chair, and all council members. I am here to ask York Region Council to vote no to any settlement boundary expansion in York Region. We must protect our remaining farmland and green spaces from any further expansion. I am a parent, grandparent, and retired teacher. I am writing today because I am deeply concerned about the ill-considered and rapid expansion of urban boundaries in York Region that will result in further loss of green spaces, cause more greenhouse gas pollution, more traffic, more roads such as the proposed Highway 413, which will impact woodlands, farming and rural communities, thus leading to even greater pollution and threatening our water sources. Urban sprawl will move us further away from addressing the crisis of climate change caused by greenhouse gas emissions at a critical time in our history. We have been warned by all credible environmental scientists and most recently by the IPCC that we have a short window of time to reduce carbon emissions in order to avert a climate breakdown. Rather than expanding boundaries, York Region Council should mandate using the existing 20,000 acres of greenfield space that are already open to development, to increase density and mixed use of space and develop rapid transit that will make people less dependent on cars. Such development within existing boundaries would lead to better and more livable communities, rather than encouraging or allowing monster homes to be built that accommodate few at the expense of the environment and the health of the many. It must be remembered that council members and all politicians were not elected to cater to the desires of developers, but rather to protect the well-being of their constituents. Thank you for your time. Francis Bozis, Newmarket.